broadcasting live today from Summer NAMM inside the Music City Center. Grateful to be out here today. And right now, we are actually bringing in some guests. We've got our friends from Gibson here. We've got JC and Dendy from Gibson. How's it going today, guys?
It's going awesome, man. We just round out with the Black Keys, so thanks for that tee up. But Summer NAMM's off to a great start. Yesterday, day one. Last night, we had an amazing concert at the Wild Horse with all of our artists, from Jason Isbell to Chris Isaac and a whole bunch of all the next generation Gibson players, a bunch of kids up there ripping it. So it's awesome.
Oh, man, that sounds like so much fun. Do you look forward to going to trade shows like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's always amazing. I mean, come on, we're in Nashville, Music City, USA, and then the whole industry descends upon it in the summertime, and it's a feel-good factor for the industry, but it's also a chance to just sort of take a pulse check on what's happening, what are the new products, that we can show some new guitars, or the industry can sort of tee up what's coming next, and I think everyone's always excited about that. And then tomorrow, what's amazing about this show is they actually open it up to all the fans here in Nashville. You can come and check it out, and people can see the future unfold and be in the know here in Nashville at Summer NAMM.
I know. We got people come from all over the world, and this is right in our backyard, and I think in advance you get a ticket for only $10.
Yeah. No, I mean, if I was a kid, or if I was anyone who was connected to music and I could come in and hang out with all the brands and the bands that I know and love right here in Nashville, I'd take advantage of that.
Yeah, it's I'd say it's humbling watching some of the players that are playing these instruments when you walk around.
Yeah, well, humbling last night when you see all these mix-ups between, you know, we had Cassidy Bope and Chris Isaac coming together to play Pretty Woman. Just think of that. I mean, it was unbelievable. And Jason Isbell going, man, I want to play some rock. And I'm like, what do you got? He goes, you'll see. He threw down Simple Man from Lynyrd Skynyrd last night, and people were blown away. So it's all these not-so-obvious collaborations show up, too, and the artists are equally excited to be here because this is what they do. This is who they do it for, and to do it right here in Nashville couldn't be more awesome.
Yeah, Jason Isbell, who's staring down 7 sold-out nights at Ryman Auditorium. 7. No. I mean, that's just incredible.
Well, yeah, he sold out the Wild Horse last night for Gibson, so that's an indicator.
For sure. Yeah, we're chatting here with our friends from Gibson, and so you guys have done a relaunch of the Gibson Foundation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, what we want to do is be able to bring music into the hands of people who might otherwise not be able to be introduced to music. And we want to do that one guitar at a time. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. As you know, music has such a different effect on people's lives, and a very positive effect. And we want to just be able to facilitate that.
That's awesome. I love hearing about that. And how can someone get involved with that?
You can go to GibsonFoundation.org, and we've got all the information there. And, you know, it's just great for JC to show his commitment to music in general, and especially through the gift of guitar.
Yeah, we have that's Dendy talking from Gibson as well. We have JC, their CEO, and tell us about the new headquarters.
Yeah, well, I mean, off of Dendy's mention about the foundation, it's just amazing that we've relaunched that with all the support of our artists and legacy supporters who've been with us, but also some new partners that are going to join us. So it really is about, you know, making guitar matter as much in the future as it ever has, and Dendy's in full control of that. So good luck with that, Dendy. And yeah, we just announced this week. You know, we've been in Nashville for a long time, a little bit on the outside of the fringe of the city, and we just announced on Monday we're going to move into the heart of the city. We're going to move into the Cummins Station building, the iconic brick building.
Sure.
Yeah, so we're going to be posting up there by the end of the year, and the team couldn't be more excited. We were with the mayor and a bunch of folks in our factory on Monday announcing it, and everyone was just super excited that we're going to have an even further commitment and connection to Nashville, but right here in the heart of Nashville for Gibson, Nashville, and Music City, USA.
I'm really excited to hear about that. Folks who are coming here tomorrow, it's the Make Music Experience at Summer NAMM. If they are wanting to check out to what Gibson has here, what are they going to find when they get there?
Well, they're going to find, I think we have 2 or 3 guitars. No, we have 200 guitars. So we have 200 guitars. Every single one of our guitars is going to be playable. You can check them out. We've got our new, you know, collection that you might have heard about, our original collection, you know, really a nod to the 60s and 50s original specs. And we've got our modern collection. We've got this new G45 acoustic made in the USA that we just launched. And fans can come and check it out, play it. I mean, our whole vision is around being the most relevant, most played, most loved guitar brand again. And we're going to prove it tomorrow if you want to come check it out.
I am going to be there, and I think a whole lot of us are. So we're really excited about it. JC and Dendy from Gibson, we appreciate you talking with us live on the radio.
Awesome, man. Thanks, man.